The Stress Cure. By Lyle H. Miller and Alma Dell Smith. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Stress Cure by Lyle H. Miller and Alma Dell Smith is a book that provides readers with an understanding of the causes of stress, as well as practical strategies for managing it. The authors explain how to recognize the signs of stress in oneself and others, and provide advice on how to reduce its effects. They also discuss ways to prevent future occurrences of stress, such as developing healthy habits and learning relaxation techniques. The book begins by discussing the physical symptoms associated with stress, including headaches, fatigue, insomnia, digestive problems, muscle tension, and more. It then goes into detail about psychological symptoms such as anxiety or depression. The authors explain why these reactions occur in response to stressful situations and offer tips on how to cope with them effectively. Miller and Smith then move on to discuss various types of stressors that can cause distress in our lives, environmental factors, such as noise pollution, interpersonal relationships, including family dynamics, work-related issues, like job insecurity, or financial concerns, like debt. For each type of problem, they suggest specific coping strategies tailored for different individuals. In addition to providing information about dealing with existing sources of stress, the authors also emphasize preventive measures like getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, exercising regularly, engaging in leisure activities, cultivating positive relationships, setting realistic goals, practicing mindfulness meditation, seeking professional help when needed, avoiding drugs/alcohol abuse, etc. Finally, they conclude their book by emphasizing that everyone has unique needs when it comes to managing their own levels of stress, so it's important not only be aware but also take action accordingly. With this knowledge, readers will be better equipped to handle any situation life throws at them without feeling overwhelmed or anxious. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Identify your stressors. It is important to identify the sources of stress in your life in order to effectively manage it. Taking the time to recognize and understand the sources of stress can help you develop strategies to reduce or eliminate them. Main idea number 2. Develop healthy habits. Establishing healthy habits such as regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep can help reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. Making small changes to your lifestyle can have a big impact on your stress levels. Main idea number 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a practice of being present in the moment and focusing on the here and now. Practicing mindfulness can help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, allowing you to better manage stress. Main idea number 4. Connect with others. Connecting with others can help reduce stress levels and provide emotional support. Spending time with friends and family, or engaging in activities with others can help you feel more connected and supported. Main idea number 5. Take time for yourself. Taking time for yourself is important for managing stress. Taking a break from your daily routine to do something you enjoy can help you relax and recharge. Main idea number 6. Get organized. Being organized can help reduce stress levels by making it easier to manage tasks and responsibilities. Taking the time to plan and organize your day can help you stay on top of your tasks and reduce stress. Main idea number 7. Practice positive self-talk. Negative self-talk can increase stress levels and make it harder to manage stress. Practicing positive self-talk can help you stay focused and motivated, and can help reduce stress. Main idea number 8. Learn to say no. Learning to say no can help reduce stress levels by allowing you to set boundaries and prioritize your time. Saying no to tasks or activities that are not important or necessary can help you manage your stress. Main idea number 9. Practice relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery can help reduce stress levels. Taking the time to practice relaxation techniques can help you relax and reduce stress. Main idea number 10. Exercise. Regular exercise can help reduce stress levels by releasing endorphins and improving overall well-being. Taking the time to exercise can help you manage stress and improve your overall health. Main idea number 11. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is important for managing stress. Taking the time to get adequate sleep can help you feel more rested and better able to manage stress. Main idea number 12. Eat healthy. Eating a healthy diet can help reduce stress levels by providing your body with the nutrients it needs to function properly. Eating a balanced diet can help you manage stress and improve your overall health. Main idea number 13. Avoid unhealthy coping mechanisms. Unhealthy coping mechanisms such as drinking alcohol or using drugs can increase stress levels and make it harder to manage stress. Avoiding unhealthy coping mechanisms can help you manage stress more effectively. Main idea number 14. Take breaks. Taking breaks throughout the day can help reduce stress levels by allowing you to take a step back and recharge. Taking regular breaks can help you stay focused and manage stress. Main idea number 15. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude can help reduce stress levels by helping you focus on the positive aspects of your life. Taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life can help you manage stress. Main idea number 16. Seek professional help. If you are struggling to manage stress, seeking professional help can be beneficial. Talking to a therapist or counselor can help you better understand and manage your stress. Main idea number 17. Limit caffeine and alcohol. Caffeine and alcohol can increase stress levels and make it harder to manage stress. Limiting your intake of caffeine and alcohol can help you manage stress more effectively. Main idea number 18. Avoid negative people. Negative people can increase stress levels and make it harder to manage stress. Avoiding negative people and situations can help you manage stress more effectively. Main idea number 19. Practice self-care. Practicing self-care is important for managing stress. Taking the time to do things that make you feel good can help you relax and reduce stress. Main idea number 20. Find your purpose. Finding your purpose can help reduce stress levels by providing you with a sense of meaning and direction. Taking the time to find your purpose can help you manage stress and improve your overall well-being. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Identifying your stressors is an important step in managing stress. It can be helpful to take a few moments to reflect on the sources of stress in your life and how they are affecting you. This could include things like work, family, relationships, finances, or health issues. Once you have identified these sources of stress, it is important to understand why they are causing you distress and what strategies can help reduce their impact. It may also be beneficial to look at the situations that cause you the most anxiety and determine if there are any changes that can be made to reduce them. For example, if work is a major source of stress for you, then consider ways that you could make it more manageable, such as delegating tasks or taking regular breaks throughout the day. If financial worries are causing distress, then explore options such as budgeting or seeking professional advice. By understanding your own individual sources of stress and developing strategies for dealing with them effectively, it will become easier over time to manage stressful situations without feeling overwhelmed. Main idea number 2. Developing healthy habits is an important part of managing stress. Regular exercise, healthy eating, and adequate sleep can all help reduce stress levels and improve overall well-being. Making small changes to your lifestyle can have a big impact on your stress levels. Exercise is one of the best ways to manage stress. It releases endorphins, which are hormones that make you feel good and energized. Exercise also helps clear your mind by allowing you to focus on something other than what's causing you stress. Aim for at least 30 minutes of physical activity each day. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats will provide the nutrients needed for energy production and mental clarity throughout the day. Avoid processed foods as much as possible since they tend to be high in sugar or unhealthy fats, which can lead to fatigue or mood swings. Getting enough sleep is essential for reducing stress levels because it allows our bodies time to rest and recharge from the day's activities. Aim for 7 to 9 hours per night depending on age and lifestyle needs. By establishing these healthy habits into your daily routine, you will be able to better manage any stressful situations that come up in life while improving overall well-being. Main idea number 3. Practicing mindfulness can help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings, allowing you to better manage stress. Mindfulness is a practice that encourages us to be present in the moment and focus on what is happening right now. It helps us to observe our thoughts without judgment or attachment, so we can gain insight into how our minds work. By being mindful of our emotions, we can learn how to respond rather than react when faced with difficult situations. Mindfulness also teaches us how to be kinder and more compassionate towards ourselves. We learn not only how to recognize negative thought patterns but also how to replace them with positive ones. This allows us to create healthier relationships with ourselves as well as others around us. By practicing mindfulness regularly, we can develop greater self-awareness, which leads to improved emotional regulation skills. This means that instead of getting overwhelmed by stressful situations, we are able to take a step back and assess the situation objectively before responding in an appropriate manner. Main idea number 4. Connecting with others is an important part of managing stress. When we feel connected to those around us, it can help reduce our stress levels and provide emotional support. Spending time with friends and family, or engaging in activities with others, can be a great way to build relationships and foster feelings of connection. Having meaningful conversations, sharing experiences, and simply being present for one another are all ways that we can connect with each other. It's also important to remember that connecting doesn't always have to involve physical contact. There are many ways to stay connected even when you're apart from one another. Technology has made it easier than ever before for us to keep in touch through video calls, text messages, emails, social media posts, the list goes on. No matter how you choose to connect with others, make sure that your interactions are positive ones. Connecting should bring joy into your life rather than adding more stress or anxiety. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed by certain connections or conversations, then take some time away from them until you feel ready again. Main idea number 5. Taking time for yourself is an essential part of managing stress. It can be easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, but it's important to take a break from your routine every now and then. Taking some time out for yourself allows you to relax, recharge, and refocus on what matters most. The Stress Cure by Lyle H. Miller and Alma Del Smith suggests that taking a few moments each day just for yourself can help reduce stress levels significantly. This could include activities such as reading a book, going for a walk or jog, listening to music, meditating or doing yoga, whatever helps you feel relaxed and recharged. It's also important to make sure that you are getting enough sleep each night so that your body has the chance to rest and recover from the stresses of the day. Eating healthy meals throughout the day will also help keep your energy levels up so that you have more energy available when it comes time to tackle tasks. By taking regular breaks throughout your day, even if they are only 5 minutes long, you can give yourself much-needed respite from all of life's demands. So don't forget, take some time out for yourself. Main idea number 6. Getting organized is an important part of managing stress. When you have a plan for your day, it can help reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed by all that needs to be done. Taking the time to organize and prioritize tasks can make it easier to stay on top of them and keep stress levels low. Organizing your workspace or home environment can also help reduce stress. Having everything in its place makes it easier to find what you need when you need it, which reduces frustration and helps prevent procrastination. Additionally, Having a clean space can create a sense of calmness and orderliness that will help lower overall stress levels. Finally, organizing your thoughts is just as important as organizing physical items. Writing down ideas or making lists can help clear up mental clutter so that you are better able to focus on one task at a time without getting distracted by other things going on in your life. Main idea number 7. Negative self-talk can be a major source of stress. It can lead to feelings of low self-esteem, anxiety, and depression. When we talk negatively to ourselves, it can make us feel like we are not capable or worthy of achieving our goals. This type of thinking can prevent us from taking action and making progress in life. Practicing positive self-talk is an important tool for managing stress levels. Positive affirmations help you focus on the good things about yourself and your situation instead of dwelling on the negative aspects. By repeating positive statements such as, "I am strong," or "I will succeed," you remind yourself that you have the power to achieve your goals despite any obstacles that may arise. Positive self-talk also helps boost motivation by providing encouragement when times get tough. Instead of giving up when faced with a challenge, positive affirmations give you the strength to keep going even when it seems impossible. They provide reassurance that no matter what happens, you have the ability to overcome any obstacle. Finally, practicing positive self-talk helps reduce stress levels by allowing us to take control over our thoughts and emotions rather than letting them control us. By focusing on more uplifting thoughts instead of worrying about potential problems or failures, we create a more relaxed state which allows us to better manage stressful situations. Main idea number 8. Learning to say no is an important skill for managing stress. When we are overwhelmed with too many tasks or activities, it can be difficult to prioritize and make decisions about what needs our attention. Saying no allows us to set boundaries and focus on the things that are most important. It also helps us avoid taking on more than we can handle, which can lead to increased levels of stress. When faced with a request or task that you don't want to do, take a moment to consider if it is necessary or beneficial in some way. If not, then saying no may be the best option for reducing your stress levels. You may feel guilty at first, but remember that setting boundaries is essential for maintaining balance in life. Saying no doesn't have to mean being rude or unhelpful. There are ways of politely declining requests without offending anyone. For example, you could explain why you cannot accept the request right now due to other commitments or offer an alternative solution such as suggesting someone else who might be able to help out instead. Main idea number 9. Practicing relaxation techniques can be a great way to reduce stress levels. Deep breathing is one of the most popular and effective relaxation techniques, as it helps to slow down your heart rate and lower blood pressure. To practice deep breathing, sit in a comfortable position with your eyes closed and focus on taking long, slow breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you breathe deeply, imagine that each breath is carrying away any tension or stress from your body. Progressive muscle relaxation is another technique that can help reduce stress levels. This involves tensing up different muscles throughout the body for several seconds at a time before releasing them again. Start by tensing up the muscles in your feet before gradually working up towards those in the neck and shoulders. As you release each muscle group, take some deep breaths while focusing on letting go of any tension or stress. Guided imagery is also an effective way to relax and reduce stress levels. This involves using visualization techniques to create calming images within the mind, such as walking along a beach or lying under a tree in nature. Spend some time imagining yourself surrounded by peaceful scenes until you feel relaxed enough to move on to something else. Main idea number 10. Regular exercise is an important part of managing stress. Exercise releases endorphins, which are hormones that make us feel good and reduce stress levels. It also helps to improve overall well-being by increasing energy levels, improving sleep quality, and reducing anxiety. When you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, taking the time to exercise can help you manage your emotions and clear your mind. Even a short walk or jog can be beneficial in helping to reduce stress levels. Regular physical activity has been shown to have positive effects on mental health as well as physical health. In addition to regular exercise, it's important to take care of yourself in other ways too. Eating healthy foods, getting enough restful sleep each night, and engaging in activities that bring joy are all essential for maintaining good mental health during times of high stress. Main idea number 11. Getting enough sleep is essential for managing stress. When we don't get enough rest, our bodies become fatigued and unable to cope with the demands of everyday life. This can lead to increased levels of stress and anxiety, as well as physical health problems such as headaches, digestive issues, and weakened immunity. Taking the time to get adequate sleep can help you feel more rested and better able to manage stress. It's important to establish a regular bedtime routine that allows your body time to relax before going to sleep. Avoiding caffeine late in the day or exercising too close to bedtime can also help ensure that you are getting quality rest each night. In addition, it's important not only how much sleep you're getting but also its quality. If possible, try avoiding screens at least an hour before bedtime so that your mind has time to wind down from the day's activities without being stimulated by blue light from devices like phones or computers. Main idea number 12. Eating a healthy diet is essential for managing stress and improving overall health. Eating a balanced diet can provide your body with the nutrients it needs to function properly, which in turn can help reduce stress levels. A healthy diet should include plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Additionally, limiting processed foods and sugary snacks can help keep your energy levels up throughout the day. In addition to eating a balanced diet, drinking enough water is also important for reducing stress levels. Staying hydrated helps regulate hormones that are associated with stress responses in the body. Aiming for 8 to 10 glasses of water per day will ensure you stay hydrated and better able to manage stressful situations. Finally, taking time out of each day to relax or practice mindfulness activities such as yoga or meditation can be beneficial for reducing stress levels as well. Taking some time away from work or other obligations allows you to focus on yourself and take care of your mental health. Main idea number 13. Unhealthy coping mechanisms such as drinking alcohol or using drugs can be tempting when faced with stress, but they are not effective ways to manage it. Alcohol and drugs may provide temporary relief from stress, but in the long run they can increase your levels of anxiety and make it harder to cope. Additionally, these substances can have serious physical and mental health consequences if used too often. Instead of relying on unhealthy coping mechanisms, try healthier alternatives like exercising regularly, talking to a friend or family member about your feelings, practicing relaxation techniques such as yoga or meditation, getting enough sleep each night, eating healthy foods that nourish your body and mind, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. By avoiding unhealthy coping mechanisms and focusing on healthier alternatives, instead you will be better equipped to manage stress more effectively. Taking care of yourself is essential for managing stress, so don't forget to prioritize self-care. Main idea number 14. Taking breaks throughout the day can be an effective way to reduce stress levels. When you take a break, it gives you the opportunity to step away from whatever is causing your stress and recharge. This can help you stay focused and better manage your stress levels. The Stress Cure by Lyle H. Miller and Alma Del Smith suggests that taking regular breaks throughout the day is important for managing stress. Breaks should be taken at least once every hour or two, depending on how long you are working on something stressful. During these breaks, try to do something relaxing such as listening to music, going for a walk outside, or reading a book. It's also important to make sure that your breaks are not too long so that they don't become counterproductive. Taking short but frequent breaks will help keep your energy up and allow you to stay focused on what needs to get done without feeling overwhelmed. Main idea number 15. Practicing gratitude can be an effective way to reduce stress levels. When we take the time to appreciate the good things in our lives, it helps us focus on what is positive and important rather than getting caught up in negative thoughts or worries. This shift in perspective can help us manage our stress more effectively by allowing us to recognize that there are still many blessings and joys even amidst difficult times. The Stress Cure by Lyle H. Miller and Alma Dell Smith suggests several ways of practicing gratitude, such as writing down three things you're grateful for each day, expressing appreciation for someone who has helped you recently, or taking a few moments each day to reflect on all the good things in your life. Taking these small steps can make a big difference when it comes to managing stress. Main idea number 16. Seeking professional help can be a great way to manage stress. A therapist or counselor can provide you with the tools and strategies needed to better understand and cope with your stress. They will work with you to identify the sources of your stress, as well as any underlying issues that may be contributing to it. Through counseling, they can also help you develop healthy coping mechanisms for dealing with stressful situations in the future. Your therapist or counselor may suggest relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, mindfulness meditation, yoga, or tai chi. These activities are designed to reduce physical tension and mental strain associated with stress. Additionally, they may recommend lifestyle changes such as getting more sleep and exercise, eating healthier foods, reducing caffeine intake, limiting alcohol consumption, setting realistic goals, taking time out for yourself each day, learning how to say no when necessary, delegating tasks whenever possible, and seeking support from family members or friends. By working together with a professional who is knowledgeable about managing stress effectively, you can learn how best to take care of yourself during times of high pressure so that you don't become overwhelmed by it. Main idea number 17. Limiting your intake of caffeine and alcohol can be an effective way to manage stress. Caffeine and alcohol are stimulants that can increase stress levels, making it harder to cope with the demands of everyday life. When consumed in excess, they can also lead to feelings of anxiety or depression. By limiting your consumption of these substances, you will be able to better regulate your body's response to stressful situations. This will help you stay calm and focused when faced with difficult tasks or challenging conversations. Additionally, reducing your intake may improve sleep quality, which is essential for managing stress effectively. It is important to note that everyone has different tolerances for caffeine and alcohol, so it is best to experiment with what works best for you. Start by cutting back on both substances gradually until you find a level that helps reduce stress without causing any negative side effects. Main idea number 18. Negative people can be draining and difficult to be around. They often bring down the mood of a room, and their pessimistic outlook on life can make it hard to stay positive. Avoiding negative people is an important part of managing stress effectively. When you are feeling overwhelmed or anxious, it's best to steer clear of those who will only add more negativity into your life. When possible, try to surround yourself with positive people who will lift you up instead of bringing you down. Positive relationships have been shown to reduce stress levels and help us cope better in times of difficulty. Having supportive friends and family members that we can turn to when things get tough is invaluable for our mental health. If avoiding negative people isn't an option, then there are other ways that we can manage our interactions with them. Setting boundaries is key. Don't let them take advantage of your time or energy by constantly complaining about their problems without offering any solutions. It's also important not to engage in arguments or debates, as this will only increase tension levels. Finally, remember that everyone has bad days from time to time, so try not to take things too personally. If someone seems particularly negative one day, they may just need some extra support themselves. Main idea number 19. Practicing self-care is an important part of managing stress. Taking the time to do things that make you feel good can help reduce stress and create a sense of relaxation. Self-care activities can include anything from taking a hot bath or shower, going for a walk in nature, listening to music, reading a book, meditating, or doing yoga. It's also important to take care of your physical health by eating healthy foods and getting enough sleep. Additionally, it's beneficial to practice positive thinking and affirmations, as well as engaging in meaningful conversations with friends and family. Self-care should be tailored to fit your individual needs. What works for one person may not work for another. The key is finding activities that bring you joy and peace while helping you manage stress levels. Make sure to set aside some time each day just for yourself so that you can focus on taking care of yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Main idea number 20. Finding your purpose can be a powerful tool for reducing stress. When you have a clear sense of what you want to achieve in life, it gives you direction and focus. This helps to reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed by all the tasks and responsibilities that come with everyday life. Knowing your purpose also provides motivation and energy to keep going when things get tough. Taking the time to find your purpose is an important step towards managing stress levels. It involves reflecting on who you are, what matters most to you, and how best to use your talents and skills in order to make a positive contribution in the world. Once you have identified your purpose, it's important that you take action steps towards achieving it. This will help give structure and meaning to each day. Having a strong sense of purpose can lead not only to reduced stress levels but also improved overall well-being. Research has shown that people who feel they have found their calling tend to experience greater satisfaction with their lives as well as better physical health outcomes than those without such clarity. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.